This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Before I tell you what we're going to talk about, let me give you some contact information, and I'll repeat it later. So if you want to set up a complimentary consultation, either in person or on the phone for 5, 10, or 15 minutes, it's complimentary, which is no charge. So again, name of our company, Legacy Financial Strategies. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Our website's leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. And our address is 3087 Innovation Way in Herman H., Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, and development called Linden Point. We've been serving between my daughter and myself. She's a certified estate planner, used to work for the Social Security office. We'll talk about that on the next segment. Survival benefits. This could be a hot topic for some of you who are listening. What's that entail and what's that about? She's probably one of the few advisors, of only advisors in Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio. I don't know that for a fact, but I've never ran across anybody in my 50 years. But between my daughter and myself, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania for over 70 years now. Yeah, 70 years. So, again, what are we going to be talking about? Well, on this subject, we're going to talk about what we do, and we're going to talk about some year-end checklists. And this information comes Ed Slott. You can Google his name. He's the guy, he's a CPA. He's kind of the guru when it comes to IRS. So again, my daughter, she's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. And our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risks if all possible. So we'll talk about what we do, and then we'll get into the year-end planning. And then again, you want to stay tuned to the next segment because we're talking about survival benefits. And you'll be able to get this newsletter. I can send it out to you, email you, but we'll talk about that on the next topic. And we'll talk about the market, because today is what? You're listening to a Saturday, which is September 5th. We're recording this on Thursday. And the stock market, are we nailed? Because we're talking about, one gentleman talked about in September and October. And I'm hoping, as I mentioned in the last several weeks, past the election. But the Dow went down over 800 some points for all those gains they had the last several days and been wiped out. And of course, the jobless, they were expecting, you know, the add on the private sector over 900 and some thousand. It was 428,000. So this will not be a V-shape, folks. It will not be a V-shape. It'll be a U-shape. You know, GDP, I mentioned, is a gross domestic product of goods and services. And when the two consecutive quarters either stay the same or decline, we're in recession. Well, you already know we're in recession. We had a decline last quarter of 32.9%. Why? When things were humming along, COVID, the COVID-19, and fallacious, mendacious science. We'll be talking more about that on the last segment, so you want to stay tuned. I've been giving you a lot of information on that topic, as well as many other topics. So again, what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. But my daughter used to be also a director of admissions of a nursing home many years ago. She was also a social worker for Mercer County Year in Aging. And she worked in Washington, D.C., another government facility. She can tell you why she doesn't work for the government anymore. But not in the, she worked in the Census Bureau, but not doing census. It was involving these big, long-term care project surveys. And she could explain to you how she had ideas in saving money. But when you're talking to government departments, they don't like saving money. They want to grow that division. But anyway, that's the one thing if you haven't planned for, and you don't want to go there with COVID now, but can really wipe out your nest egg. So if something happened where you needed in-home care, assisted living care, or adult daycare, of course the last item is the nursing home, what asset would you use to pay for that? Well, that's not going to happen. I'll shoot myself, or I'll do this, I'll do that. Well, the fact is, if you're over 65, which I am, there's 75% chance that you'll need some type of convalescent care, in-home care, assisted living care. Well, once you want to do the pre-crisis, we do both pre-crisis and crisis planning. It's better to do pre-crisis, and I don't mean buying long-term care insurance. That's certainly an option. That's the least favorite one that we have. There's many strategies that you can leverage an existing asset, folks, and have it do double or triple duty, because your CD, your non-qualified account, your brokerage account cannot do what I'm talking about to pay for in-home care. Yeah, you can do dollar for dollar. You can do that, but how would you like to be able to leverage it and be able to do double, maybe triple duty? You don't know what I'm talking about? Well, that's why you need to set up a phone call, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or come in to learn more about it. But that's the one thing if you didn't play, could wipe your nest egg out. Then what else we do? Tax preparation and tax planning. I even delivered a tax return yesterday. So for businesses, the cutoff is what? September 15th. You already had the extensions, and then the personal, you got to October 15th. But we, besides tax preparation, we do tax planning. In fact, let me give you a website that we have. I gave you the other one, leavealegacy.com. We have innovationtaxservice.com, innovationtaxservice.com, then elitetaxreduction.com. If you've got a highly appreciated asset, or you've got money that you're slipping through the cracks you're not aware of, that's one of the things we specialize. I don't want to say just our firm, but we work alongside many firms throughout the country who specialize in legalized strategies, not Willie Nelson strategies. I can't sing. So legalized black letter law strategy. If you got a highly leveraged, say, piece of real estate, a stock, a business that you'd be holding up to sell it because of all the taxes, well, you need to call us at 800-264-4963. Pick up the phone, come and call. I can give you a little bit about that. And then what we can do is set up what? A GoToMe webinar or a Zoom or whatever to get in depth. And you're at the comfort of your office, if you're business or home. In fact, speaking of that, we have a book my daughter co-authored with some other folks throughout the country called Pillars of Success with Jack Canfield, Sherry Marini, and myself, David Gallner. We wrote chapter 13. But if you'd like to get that copy of the book called Pillars of Success with Jack Canfield, you know, chicken soup guy, you can get that book at no charge. We'll even pay the shipping for it. So again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Well, we also, besides tax planning, we do what? Estate planning. I belong to the Mahoney-Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council, along with my daughter. We meet four times a year where we show people how to avoid probate. We do Medicaid planning. It's better to do pre-crisis, but if you have a crisis situation or veterans aid in attendance, we do that. We work with elder law attorneys from PA, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. And then you name the investment, we probably have it. Yellow, green, and red money we talk about, like a traffic light. Yellow is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. Then you've got red money. It's anything go up or down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, silver, and so forth, risk-based assets. They all have their pros and cons. And then green money is long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. They all have their pros, and they all have their cons. So let's talk about some year-end planning. Now, one of the things we have on-demand seminars, which I'll talk about on next segment, along with the Social Security, we'll talk more about the on-demand seminars, but we like tax-free. But there's a combination. Tax-free is not, I think you got to have a bunch of money in tax-free concepts, but also, if you're in a higher net worth, most people aren't going to put all that money and pay all that tax. So what can you do? Establish a simple IRA for 2020 by October 1st. So if you have an existing business and wants to establish a new simple IRA plan for the calendar year, the deadline is what? October 1st, 2020. If you start after October 1st, 2020, the simple IRA can be set up as soon as administratively feasible, but no later December 31st, 2020. And then October 15th, employer contributions to a simple IRA must be made by the business tax filing deadline, including extensions. Establish and fund a SEP IRA plan for 2019. That's by October 15th. And if you've already done some planning, we'll talk about when we come back about withdrawal, recharacterize 2019 IRA contribution without what? Penalty. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about year-end planning, and we're going to talk about Social Security survivorship benefits. What's that involve? And am I eligible for those, or what's that entail? So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Before we finish up, talk about the key deadlines and timely tax strategies implemented before December 31st, 2020, and survival insurance regarding Social Security benefits of survival. Before we get into that, let me talk about our website where you can get these on-demand seminars. They're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's six of them, folks. One is on Social Security. There's 6 minutes long. There's quizzes you can take before you watch it, after, or however you want to do it, and free reports you can download. There's one on how to have a tax-free retirement, which we like best, but we're talking about year-end planning, so we'll talk about some other strategies in a minute. How to have a tax-free retirement. One is, are you ready to retire? How would you like to know the date if you have enough money? One of the things we do, in fact, I have a client that's going to be coming in shortly, and we're going to talk about, do they have enough money, called the retirement roadmap, do they have enough money to last, in this case, they're married, for both of them? Do you know that? Do you have a plan? Do you have a written plan? Well, that's one of the things we do for people. So one is, are you retirement ready? Guaranteed income, a paycheck for life. Most people besides Social Security like to have some guaranteed money no matter what happens to the market or whatever. They can supplement that income no matter what happens. So there's a mini seminar on that. One's on estate planning. One is on women and wealth. You can go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. Leaveatlegacy.com and click on on-demand seminar. There's a wealth of other information you can get as well. So let's talk about those year in strategy. I mentioned about recharacterization 2019 IRA contributions without penalty. By beating the clock, again, this comes from Ed Sklott, beating the clock, clients who made excess contributions to their IRAs, most people don't do that, but if you happen to be one of them for 2019, can get relief. If the excess contribution plus the net income attributable is removed by, what's the magic date? October 15, 2020. The 6% excess contribution penalty will not apply. Clients can also recharacterize any IRA or Roth IRA contributions by October 15th for any reason, if it's allowable contributions and not excess. Remember, Roth IRA conversions cannot be recharacterized. By the way, we have some powerful strategies that you can do because this is it's tax sales now, 2025, December 31st. They set the sunset, folks. This is a blue light special for tax. If you want to see about tax planning, that's one of the things we specialize in. If a Roth or some other strategies make sense, you want to give us a call. Our toll-free number again is what? 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. And then October 31st, provide trust beneficiary documentation. If an IRA owner or retirement plan participant named a trust, see, we specialize in those areas, most advisors don't, as beneficiary and died in 2019, October 31st, 2020, is what? The deadline for the trustee of the trust to provide requirement documentation either to the IRA custodian or the plan administrator. This may sound like mere paperwork, but folks, it's very critical. If the trustee misses this deadline, the trust will not meet the look-through rules, and trust beneficiaries may lose advantageous advantage tax treatment for distributions from the trust. And then the last item I'm going to talk about, there's a bunch of other ones, but the RMDs are waived for 2020. If you haven't taken them out yet, if you've already done it, you had till August 31st, so it's too late. But if you haven't done that, you can do that under the CARES Act. And you can take advantage of CRDs. The clock is ticking for clients who qualify dividends under the CARES Act to withdraw up to $100,000 coronavirus-related distributions from IRAs and or company plans. CRDs are not subject to the 10% early distribution penalty. You may not be aware of that. And there's the option to spread the taxable income over a three-year period. So if you'd like to have that report, there's more information from Ed Sklott. Again, call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let's talk about the many faces of survivors insurance. And by the way, this is several pages long. If you'd like to get a copy of the September issue, please let me know. So there's a one-time lump sum death benefit. Social Security pays a one-time payment of $255 generally to the surviving spouse of the deceased. Absent a surviving spouse, a dependent child who's eligible for benefits under deceased record in the month of death may collect the one-time payment. So who is eligible for this survival benefits? Well, survival benefits may be available to certain members of the deceased worker's family, including, you ready for this? A surviving spouse as early as age 60, if married, for at least 9 months. They have been married at least 9 months. A disabled surviving spouse as early as age 50, not 60 in this one, 50, if disabled within 7 years of the spouse's death. A surviving spouse caring for an elderly dependent under age 16 or disabled and collecting benefits under the deceased record. So let's talk about some other qualification. This is many faces of survivors insurance. We call it executive summary. The same 40 quarters of coverage, that's 10 years, four quarters in the year, that grants, interest, and Social Security benefit eligibility are the same, folks, quarters generally require for dependents to be eligible for survivor benefit. But there's one exception. If an individual dies prior to earning 40 credits, a dependent child and or spouse as the caregiver may be eligible for survivor benefits if at least 6 credits were earned in 3 years prior to death. A lot of stuff. Like I said, my daughter used to work for a Social Security office, so you might want to set up a company consultation. What's that toll-free number again? 800-264-4963. Set up a 5, 10, 15 minutes. There's also a limit how much a family can collect under one's worker's record. At the death of the first spouse, generally the higher monthly benefit continues to be paid to the survivor. What they do is that spouse gets theirs, and they take the difference between the other one. It's just simple to remember the higher the two. The smaller two benefits drops out of the equation. Survivor benefits are permitted provided the widow or widower does not remarry before age 60. So here's a question sent into this newsletter. Like, so you can get a copy of this. Sometimes it's better you hear parts of it and say, I wasn't quite following what he was saying. That's why I'm giving the information, so you'll request the information. Here's a question a person wrote in. He said, I'm working with a prospective client, Bob, who recently retired at age 57. Bob's estimated PIA, which does stand for primary insurance amount, and that's pretty high, is $3,095 per month. Most people aren't that high. Bob's wife, Carol, age 46, who estimated benefit at FRA, what's that mean? Full retirement age, is $1,600, plans to work until age 62. Now, they have two children, ages 8 and 6. If not for kids, Bob would plan to wait till age 70 to claim Social Security, maximize his own benefit, and possibly future survivor benefits for Carol. But with young children, Bob wondered if he should instead file early to collect benefits for the children. So let's go through some of the scenarios. Early claiming can be taxing. Seniors or elderly folks, seniors who have the ability to delay Social Security benefits, that's what I did, but again, one size does not fit all, should know all the consequences of jumping the starter's pistol, including what might be surprisingly steep tax bill. That's why you need to set up a meeting, preferably, or we can do it over the phone and do emailing and maybe even do a Zoom meeting, depending on how you like it. So taxes may be replaced in the two broad categories, income tax and stealth taxes. Spending down accounts earning 1% or so may be acceptable if individuals know they're effectively earning 7 or 8% a year on Social Security benefits. They're postponing. If that's the case, maybe not. A lot of people don't know they could do that. An unmarried dependent child or stepchild, including in some cases an adopted child or grandchild who's unmarried under age 18 or 19, if enrolled full-time in a primary secondary education. A former spouse married the descendant for at least 10 years and unmarried or remarriage occur at age 60. So there's a lot of moving parts. That's why it's best, folks, to work with someone who specializes in it. If that's you and want to learn more about it, give Legacy Financial Strategy a phone call. Set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call. Or if you'd like to come in, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. If you're driving, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial. If they can do our website, leaveitlegacy.com has all our contact information. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want this important message. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And if you have college kids, I got a chart that's going to be, it's worth its weight in gold that I can email or mail to you. So we'll talk more about that on our next segment. So please listen to this important message.
Hey, it's our favorite time of year. It's tax time again. And Innovation Tax Service has the best deal around. For just $125, have your taxes prepared. That's right, just $125. Includes the short form, long form, e-filing, schedules A, B, plus schedules D and E limited. And a local return is only $10 extra. Ultra-complicated returns may result in some additional fees. But wait, that's not all. Innovation Tax Service will not only prepare your taxes, they'll give you tax planning. That's right. On top of tax prep, you'll get full tax planning. And the price starts at just $125. It's the best deal around. Take advantage of it today. Call 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Online at innovationtaxservice.com.
Attention baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So if you'd like to get a newsletter on Social Security every week, it's got multiple pages. We were talking about in the last segment the many faces of survivors insurance. We went through just a few of them. If you'd like to get that report, it's chock full of information, folks. You can have it once a month. Just let us know. Give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963. It says Social Security Advisor. It's kind of meant for advisors, but we can share at least some of it or part of it at least to you. That's 800-264-4963. So here's a question for the week of Social Security benefits. Husband was born February 11th, 1969. He died April 20th, 2015. The PIA of $1,800. What's that stand for? Primary Insurance Mile. Wife was born October 18, 1963. The PIA, primary insurance amount for her, was $1,500 additionally. They married, now listen to this one, get a full close. They married August 16, 1997. And guess what? They divorced March 4th, 2007. Remarried each other August 4, 2014, 7 years later. Social Security Office says they were not married long enough. Why? Well, hold on a minute. Second marriage voided the first. Because anytime you get divorced, it doesn't matter who. Second marriage was 15 days too short to qualify. Is she entitled to survivor benefit, or is that correct? Here's the answer. I'm afraid she's not entitled to survival benefits. The first marriage did not last, what's the magic number? If you can remember in the past, I've talked 10 years. So she would not be entitled to divorced spouse survival benefits. And the second marriage did not last the full 9 months, which is a requirement for surviving benefits. I believe it's the fact that both marriages were too short. That's the disqualifying factor, not the second marriage, voided the first. In other words, if the first marriage had less than 10 years, she would have been entitled as a divorce spouse, even though she later remarried the same man. So we'll try to have questions from time to time, but if you'd like to get report on Social Security, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. 4963. Now, as promised, if you got kids or if you're grandparents and you got grandkids, they're going to college, you may want to get this report. We even have it branded with our building, Leave a Legacy logo, Roadmap to Affording College. We can email this to you or just mail out the hard copy. Here's just some of the things. Roadmap to Affording College. Considering it says taking SAT or ACT test prep classes after sophomore year, determine your estimated family contribution. You'll hear them refer to it, the EFC, with the free calculator at collegeboard.org. Your EFC is the minimum you expect to pay for 1 year of college. Get analysis from a financial professional. We can help you with that. Build a wide list of schools based on location, size, and major. Narrow a list by using each school's net price calculator. Start visiting schools in junior year, ideally while the class is in session. Begin your college application essay no later than the summer before that year. Weigh pros and cons of early action, early decision. Complete the FAFSA program, which that stands for Federal Application for Student Aid, and the CSS profile starting October 1. Make a list of all mission and financial aid application requirements for each school. Compare award letters and consider appealing for more aid. Complete the FAFSA and other aid applications. Review loan options if needed and learn about interest deferral and repayment. Now, here's some interesting stats. This is chock full of information. Applying for financial aid. Recent average aid, you want to guess for this, is $15,210. In grants is $9,520. $4,480 in loans and work study, $1,210 in tax credits and deduction. Financial aid trap. Colleges might reduce the financial aid package by the amount of an outside scholarship. Here's some interesting admission. Only 37% of colleges met new student enrollment goals by May 1 in 2019, so 63% didn't. Biggest admission factors, college prep grades, strength of high school curriculum, and SAT, ACT scores. Showing demonstrated interest can be important, too. It says ask for materials, visit the school, email the admissions officer, and follow the school on social media. A growing number of test optional schools can be found at, you ready for this, fairtest.org, fairtest.org. Early decision, early action, both involve early application deadline. 75% of students get into the first choice college according to the UCLA survey. Now, here's something that's kind of interesting. 89% of students at private schools get an institutional price cut, an average tuition discount. Ready for this? It's pretty good, 59%. 59% of students at public schools get a price cut from the government or school. Average tuition public in-state, $10,440. Out-of-state, $26,820. Private, $38,330. Average cost per credit hour is $594. Average room, by the way, 120 credits typically needed. Average room and board, $11,510 public, $12,990 private. Average books and supplies, $1,240. Average family in 2018 spent $26,226. 43% covered by family incomes and savings, 31% covered by scholarships and grants, 24% covered by borrowing. National four-year grad rate, 45% female, 35% male. National six-year grad rate, 65% female, 59% male, which I tell you about the female population. Roughly a third of students at four-year private and public colleges end up transferring. 2020 federal student loan rates, undergraduate subsidized and unsubsidized direct loans, 2.75%. Graduate and parent plus loans, 5.3%. 69% of 2019 students graduated with debt. Average debt, $25,550 public school, $32,300 private school. Latest data shows, this may shock you, only 10.1% defaulted on student loans. You can go to usdebt.org. I think it's about 1.4 trillion dollars, somewhere around that is the student debt. But anyways, if you'd like to get this roadmap to afford college, I'm going to give you parts of it. Call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. We can email it to you or mail it to you. Now, here's 15 resources for overwhelmed caregivers. We won't have time to go through all of it. But again, folks, we're giving this stuff out free. Email it. Just give it a call our office at 800-264-4963. Or we can mail it to you. Just give you the address. Or if you'd like to learn more about what we're doing, set up a complimentary consultation. So the Village Network. The Village Network.org is an umbrella for a series of grassroots civic organizations that assist seniors in various ways. Over 200 of these organizations or villages exist. So check out that source. Number two, a financial advisor can help manage expenses. We kind of specialize in that, among other things, in that arena, protecting your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. Number three, navigating the driving discussion. Their hearing, vision, and motor reflexes frequently become impaired, of course, as they get older. We have several websites can help you with that. It's in this report. Number four, government-subsidized housing for elderly and disabled. They got some sites for that, websites as well. Again, if you don't want to get the report, just call. We can give you the information. You can go click on it yourself. So, again, if you'd like to get this report, there's 15 resources for overwhelmed caregivers. If you've never been involved in that, I'm sure you probably know someone, so this is a good report to have. Now, you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you this important message. When we come back, we've got some shocking information. We're going to talk politics. So stay tuned.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that phone number down, I'm going to try to make it easy for you. I'll give it to you again, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you cannot remember that when you get back home, just go to your computer, Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. It'll take an area on Google that says leavealegacy.com. Click on that button, take it to our website. It has all our contact information. Or if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, 5, 10, 15 minutes, or come in complimentary. So let me give you some startling information. Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi says Congress shall not vote remotely because it's not secure. Yet, on the other hand, she says Americans should all vote for the president by mail. But that's sinking a little bit. And never forgive or forget our past king. I can say his name because he's no longer in the White House. His name is Obama. Made our Marines stand down and be completely humiliated by those Iranian thieves. Remember that? Who stole every high-tech piece of equipment on board one of our ships. By order of Obama and his advisors, they weren't allowed to fight back because it might provoke their leaders into further aggression. Is that pathetic or what? Here's something interesting. It's an advertisement. Now listen to this. You've been in Washington for almost 50 years, technically 47 years, and now you're going to fix things. This ad was paid for by morons for Biden. He said, I'm Joe Biden's husband. I'm going to beat Joe Biden. I'm Joe Biden's husband. Go Google that. When he gave his talk, when he accepted the speech, and his wife and kids came in, that's where you can find it, just recently. I think he got confused, folks. His wife's name is Jill, the letter J. His name, in his mind, is J. Joe. So I think he meant to say, I'm Jill Biden's husband, but the J, he got confused. It's like his wife and his daughter, on what side they were. He says they switched on him, so he has a few issues going on there. So if we still did this to corrupt politicians, there'd be more corrupt politicians. And I won't read this one. Don't confuse the weed. And then it has underneath Biden dope. America's most non-essential employee of the month. Who would that be? For 35 years in a row. Can you guess? Nancy Pelosi. Let this sink in. Before you vote in 2020, the Democrats, the rodents, the rats, less four letters of Democrats is rats, rodent family, voted to fine Americans for not having health insurance, but want to give illegal aliens free insurance. That's enough of that. Now, here's something that's really pathetic. Now, hopefully, it will not get passed, but the idea that in California, the lands of the fruits and nuts, SB Bill 145 was introduced by State Scott Wiener. I wonder if he's related to the other Wiener, a Democrat. And I'm not going to go through the details because it's risque and repulsive. But anyways, what he did, introduce, passed, it says to soften criminal penalty. They want to soften the criminal penalty for LGBT adults who have sex. You ready for this? With underage teens. They want to soften the penalties. I won't even read what they're talking about. This is in California. You can Google it. SB 145 by Senator Scott Wiener, Weiner, W-I-E-N-E-R. Is that repulsive or what? Now, there's been floating stuff around the internet. And just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. So I'm going to give you the pros and cons of this article. I'm not going to go through all of it. You might have seen some of this. They're quoting the CDC. Well, there's a lot of things the CDC I don't agree with, and they don't have any really evidence. Just because it says it's on there doesn't mean it's so. So they're talking about of the 180, probably close to 187,000 people that died. This article is talking about there's only 6% really are caused by the COVID deaths can actually be attributed to the virus. You hear that? So 94% are not. Now, if you go to the website, I don't really see anything on the CDC that actually says that. But I do know they'll make probable causes. Now, Fauci, Quack Fauci, you know, the one that said AIDS, that you'll get 10% of the world population back in the early 80s, is he's not appointed. He's a career politician. He's worked for six presidents. He'll be 80 December 24th. His wife said he's going to retire. We'll see. It's hard to get rid of these folks. But he's the one that says you'll get it by touching toilet seats. This is AIDS now. And touching people. And 10% of the world population would die. Don't believe me. Search it out for yourself. But anyway, Quack Fauci, that's why I call him Quack Fauci, says he denies that report that's saying that. Fauci's comments come after a claim on a new CDC update indicates only 6% of national total reported COVID-19 deaths were actually from the virus, and the remaining percent died of other serious illnesses. Well, Dr. Fauci, of course, disagrees with that scenario. But you may not be aware of this, folks. Dr. Fauci, I don't know this for a fact, since he has all that information, he's saying that it doesn't matter if they had underlying conditions or not. They died of the COVID. So I'm sure he did all 187,000 autopsy. So I would like someone to do the research. Can you find out if Dr. Fauci actually did those autopsy and all those people? Did he know for a fact that all those people died to COVID-19? And is he willing to put that in writing? Do the research on it. Let me know. I don't think so. But what I would do for Dr. Fauci, in case he wants to stay on, if I was the president of the United States, I says, you know, Dr. Fauci, I have a new position for you. I think you're going to like this. There's a new COVID virus. We haven't put a label on it because Legacy Financial has a trademark for the COVID-20. We have it locked up in our office. This might be the COVID-21 or 22. But Dr. Fauci, I would like you to go. I'm going to reassign you to Siberia. There's a virus here, and you can study it. I think you can retire, and I think you'll like it. You might even take your wife with you. And I think it might be a good way to end your career. So what do you think about that? Do you think you should go to Siberia and study that new virus? Does anybody know that they have a new virus in that area? Now, here's some breakthroughs. Whether these are true or not true, you should always consult your doctor, and I don't just say a doctor, but someone who's very knowledgeable in that area. It says cutting the death toll from COVID-19 could be as simple as giving steroids to the most serious cases, according to the new study from World Health Organization. It says we recommend systemic corticosteroids rather than those systematic corticosteroids for treatment of patients with severe and critical. Again, who do you want to contact? Someone who's knowledgeable in that area. It says the WHO's revised guidance came after studies also indicated steroids have the potential to help patients with COVID-19. Is that true? I don't know. Clearly now steroids are the standard care, according to WHO, not to me, Dr. Howard C. Buckner, the editor-in-chief of the Journal of American Medical Association, according to WHO? The New York Times. So you can check that one out. I think there's some uncertainty about whether the effect was real, said Dr. Todd Rice, an associate professor of medicine at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. This shows us steroids are clearly beneficial in population and should clearly be given unless you absolutely can't for some reason, which needs to be a pretty rare case. So people are dying from disease and we want treatment that we're all confident will decrease mortality and save lives. So one study of the hydrocortisone published by the JAMA report noted the treatment with a 7-day fixed dose course of hydrocortisone or shock-dependent dosing of hydrocortisone compared with no hydrocortisone resulted in, ready for this? Check it out. Don't take my word for it. In 93% and 80% probabilities of superiority or respectability with regards to the odds of improvements in organ support. So, folks, I say this every year. You want to protect your, or every show, if you want to protect your freedom, vote. Don't stick your head in the sand like an ostrich and say it's too upsetting. Get educated. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. But what helps you to do your own research is become a believer, because you're going to die, I'm going to die. That's the most important decision. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. The secret to spend eternity in heaven is not because you're a good old gal or boy, because the Bible is clear on that. The Bible says there's none righteous, Romans 3:10. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. He wants all to come to repentance. Hear that? All, according to 2 Peter 3. But unfortunately, many people won't, according to Matthew 7. So the secret is, James 4:10, you must humble yourself, repent of your sins, and then do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God, because he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, and Jesus. Once you accepted that, now you have the Holy Spirit. You still got old, rotten nature, but you got the Holy Spirit nature, which gives you discernment. Discernment if you listen to the Spirit and how to vote. So I have another radio show I do on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's called One Way Radio Network. That's the most important decision you could possibly make. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever, because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That would make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavewithlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.